Just one principle that may be helpful when on studying the Mishnah Berura. We have a contradiction, many contradictions in the Mishnah Berura. In one place he says mutar, in the other place he says asur, and the direct contradictions. And these contradictions are difficult to reconciliate. For example, one is in Siman Shin Chaf Chet. In Halakha Yud Zayin, we learn that if a goy made food, let's say, so normally that food would be considered Bishul Egoyim, Bishul Akum. Clearly, we're not allowed to eat it. However, Maran says that Bishul Akum would be permitted for a Chole She'en Bo Sakana on Shabbat. You have a Chole, he's not in danger. If he was in danger, the Jew could cook for him and he could do whatever he wants. We're talking about he's not in danger, and there's food over here that was cooked by a goy. So they allowed the Chole She'en Bo Sakana to eat it. It's a leniency. Bishulei Akum is only a Sumad Rabbanan. So in the case of Chole She'en Bo Sakana, lo gazru. So now the Mishnah Berura says, but what happens Moseir Shabbat? There's some leftovers of this food. Do we allow the Chole She'en Bo Sakana to continue eating it? So the Mishnah Berura says, we do not. Now what does Moseir Shabbat? What does he have to eat that food? Let a Jew cook for him and he can eat Bishulei Yisrael. We only were lenient on Shabbat because he has no options. But on Moseir Shabbat, why should you let him eat the Bishulei Goyim? So he's Mahmir. In Shin Chabchet, the Mishnah Berura is Mahmir and Bishulei Goyim to give it to Chole She'emo Sakana B'Motzei Shabbat. However, in Shin Yud Chet, the Mishnah Berura is talking about a similar case. The question over there was, Goy cooked on Shabbat. So over there, the Mishnah Berura, or the Maran says, or Ramah, the Goy cooked on Shabbat, of course, you're allowed to give it to a Chole She'en Bo Sakana, Chole She'yesh Bo Sakana, Kol Sheken. So the Mishnah Berura says, "Aye, but Motzei Shabbat, what do you do with this food?" So he says, "Motzei Shabbat, even a bari can eat it. Even a healthy man can eat it. Not only the Chole She'en Bo Sakana, Yesh Bo can eat it, but even a regular guy can eat it. Why? Once already the rabbis waived it, Kevan Shehutra, Hutra. But it's permissible, it's permissible. Hey, wait, Mishnah Berura, you said in Shin Chafet that in Motzei Shabbat, even the sick person can eat it. And in Shin Yitchet, you say even a healthy person can eat it. How do we reconcile it? Some of you might not like the reconciliation, though we have no choice. It's well known that it took the Mishnah Berura 20 years to write the book. Although today people write books in a short amount of time, you have to remember the Hafetz Chaim did not have the advantage of all the computers that they have today and all the books that they have today and all the copying that they have. So he did the job the old-fashioned way, the right way. He worked for every sa'if that he wrote was amelut, finding the sefarim, writing it down, copying it, reviewing it. And it's a major, colossal job to write a perush on the whole entire Or HaChaim. The Hafetz Chaim had a son who was also a Gaon. And at a certain point in the learning of it and in the printing of it, he got his son also to help him. So many times the Mefarshim say that when you see a Stira in the Mishnah Berura, could be this is what he wrote and this is what his son wrote. Which means he told his son, you write on this Siman over here. And he wrote, and obviously some was a Gaon, and he wrote according to what he saw. Although it's a cheap answer, but we have no choice. We cannot say that the Hafetz Chaim changed his mind. Because if he changed his mind, he would have wrote it for us. In Shin Chaf Chet, he would have told us, hey, even though I wrote in Shin Yud Chet that it's Mutar, now I'm saying it's Asur. Or he should have went back to Shin Yud Chet and erased what he said in Shin Yud Chet. Why would he keep this contradiction? It's hard to say that he forgot from Shin Yud Chet to Shin Chaf Chet what he wrote. This was a Shita. So again, just to keep that in the back of your mind, that sometimes when you see Stirot in the Mishnah Berura, it's possible to say Nakashya. Ha. Oh, the Abu. This is him, and this is Adibno, and this is his son. In any event, halakha l'ma'aseh. What is the deen? Hakam HaMagyad says, halakha l'ma'aseh, that this mahloket between the two Mishnah Berurahs is based on a mahloket actually amongst the Rishonim. How do you look at Bishul Akum on Motzei Shabbat? So there's a rabbi called Ra'a, the Benu Aharon HaLevi, the author of Sefer HaChinuch. He looks at this as Hutra. And Kevan Shehutra, Hutra. Once the Achanim said it's permissible, it's permissible. Can I come and become Asud again? If on Shabbat it's permissible for the Cholei Sheh Musa cannot to eat, then the rabbi took off Bishul Akum. Once they took it off, it's off. It doesn't come back again. In a Chozer v'ni'ud. But the Rashba, that the Beit Yosef brings down, says, no. It's not Hutra, it's Dechuya. Which means they temporarily suspended Bishul Akum on Shabbat for Chol Eshe Embo Sakana. But once Moshe Shabbat comes, boom, it comes back. That's called Dechuya. Now the Rashba's opinion is not only his opinion. That's the opinion of the Kanhag. That's also the opinion of Pri Hadash, that's the opinion of Hidan Birkei Yosef, that's the opinion of the Chesedek, of Abdallah Somech, and that's the opinion of the Ben Ishchai. So most of the poskim, including the Beit Yosef, they hold like the Rashba. And therefore, it should be Asura on Motzei Shabbat, it goes back to becoming Asur. However, Hakam Avadia, Alav Shalom, and this halakha says, a monumental Chedush. He says, all this is talking about where the goy cooked the food in his house. But if the goy cooked the food in the house of the Jew, on Motzei Shabbat, everybody will be allowed to eat it. Why? Because there's an opinion of the Ra'avad. The Ra'avad says that Bishul Akum is only asur when he cooks it in the goy's house. But if Bishul Akum is not made when the goy cooks it in the Jew's house. Because he understands Bishul Akum as follows. We understand Bishul Akum gives it out because of Chatnut, marriage, maybe get close to them. But they understood, the Abad said, no, Bishul Akum's issue is because of Ma'akalon Asurot, that you're worried he might put something not kosher in the food. So the Abad said, that's good when he cooks in his house. But when he's cooking in your house, all the products are kosher, you have nothing to worry about. So Chavav Adyah over here makes one of his famous Safek Safekot. He says, first of all, Sheme Halakha is like the Ra'a that says Hutra. And even if you want to say that the Halakha is like the Rashba, the Huya, that's only when the Goy cooked the food in his house. However, maybe the Halakha is like the Ra'avad that says that there's no Bishul Akum when he cooks it in the Jew's house. So therefore, Apidus Sefek Sefekha, Kamalaya allowed, although it's a rare case. But the support to know the suffix of a God for other cases that are more applicable. And therefore, his matir, Bishul Akum, that was made on Shabbat, and a Choleh She'emu Sakra was permissible to eat it. So, Kevan Shehutra, Utra B'Motzei Shabbat, Alpidus Suffix of a God.